Good morning.
早，大家。
You know, if you have come this morning with a need,
若是今天早晨你们带着一个需要来。
Maybe a prayer request for a family member.
也许为了你的家人，你有一个代祷的需要。
A personal need in your own life.
或是你个人的生活中有一个需要。
Or a touch of God, a healing that you need, or someone else needs that you know.
或者你所认识的人他需要神的触摸。
Let's just agree. Let's just unite our faith right now and pray that God would meet our needs this morning. Amen.
让我们在信心里同心合意来与神联合，相信神会满足我们的需要。
Oftentimes we have to remind ourselves that we will believe in God. Amen.
很多时候我们要提醒我们自己说，我必须要信神。
We will believe His promises.
我要相信神，我要相信神的应许。
And we will expect Him to answer our prayers. Amen.
我们也期望他听见我们的祷告并且回答。
So let's not just be spectators this morning.
今天早晨让我们不要做路旁的旁观者好吗？
Let's not just watch what others are doing.
我们不要只是站在那里看别人在做什么。
Let's make up our mind right now.
让我们现在就做一个决定。
By faith in Christ.
我们要面对基督。
That we will receive His blessing. Amen.
而我要从他领受他要给我的祝福。
Amen.
相信吗？阿们吗？
Quite honestly, sometimes we think too hard.
实在来说，有的时候我们的思虑太多了，我们想太多了。
We examine every little thing that's said. We turn it over and look at it this way, look at it that way.
我们把一个所听到的仔细的查验，想来想去。
The wheels are turning so hard.
我们的思路，我们的思绪这么忙碌。
That we don't allow our heart to respond to God.
到一个地步，我们不能用我们的心很单纯的来反应。
Amen.Have you ever missed an opportunity because you were thinking so hard?
你有没有因为思考过多呢？思虑过多以至于错失机会的经验？
You know what I'm talking about.
你知道我在说什么吗？
What about this? What about that? Oh, did I forget this?
忧虑太多，想太多。啊，如果我忘记这个怎么办？
Trying to be so careful, we miss the opportunity that's right in front of us.
我们太小心了，以至于错过了一个好的机会。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Amen.
是的。
Let's make up our mind right now. Let's pray. Stand with me, you guys.
让我们就下定一个决心，请我们站起来，一起祷告。
Stand with me.
请你们与我一同站起来。
Now you're not listening to me pray. You're praying. Amen.
你不是要听我的祷告，是你要站起来祷告。
Amen. This is a team activity. We're all involved.
在这里是一个团体的一个行动。
We all have a part to play.
我们每一个人都有一个
角色。Move around a little bit. Amen.
让我们都动一动吧。
Open your mouth.
把你的口张开
Raise your hands,
把你的手举起来无论你觉得怎么做让你自在的
God, we worship you this morning. We worship you this morning.
主我们感谢你我们敬拜
God, we take authority over every spirit of darkness that would try to get in our way this morning.
早晨你除去用你的属灵的权柄除去一切拦阻我们来到你面前的黑暗权势
Thank you, God, that you're in control.
谢谢主你在这里掌权
Thank you, God, that you're a good father.
你是一个好的爸爸
Thank you, God.
我们感谢主
Thank you, God, that you bless, that you answer our prayers.
因为你要垂听我们的祷告你要祝福我们
That you are the giver of all good gifts.
你要给我们美物你要给我们的都是好的
You are the giver of all good gifts.
你是那个给美物的主宰
You are the giver of all good gifts.
你是那个施给我们好东西的主你给我们的是完美的每一个都是好的从上面来的美好的事物谢谢奉主耶稣的名你给我们我们现在下定决心早晨我们在这里我们决定我们相信你我们感谢主奉耶稣基督的名我们相信主呀主要把好东西给我们主耶稣帮助我们将心转向你
And we look on you.
把我们的眼目从我们自己身上转开来，单单仰望。
From whence comes our help.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从耶和华而来。
God, we will not look back.
我们不要往后看，我们要向前看。
We will not look down.
我们不要往下看，我们要向上看。
God, we will not be discouraged.
我们不要沮丧，我们乃是要靠主喜乐。
We rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice in the Lord. Open your mouth, folks.
张开你的口，这样宣告，要你主一乐。张开你的口，向主祷告，主，我相信你要赐福给我。我们相信你，我在这里，我决定我要相信你，我接受你给我。哈利路亚！你握住你旁边的弟兄姊妹的手，
举
他一口。弟兄们，把你的手从口袋里拿出来，握住你们旁边弟兄的手。主啊，搅动我们的心，为我们旁边的人祷告。现在你为你旁边的弟兄或姊妹祷告，祷告神啊，你来感动我的弟兄，感动我的姊妹，你来祝福他，相信你要赐福。感谢主，现在就为你旁边的人祷告，现在告诉你旁边，告诉神你的需要，你告诉神你需要他做什么，现在就祷告主。哈利路亚，张开你的口，现在祷告，张开你的口向主求，现在就祷告。哈利路亚，赞美主，为着你的弟兄，为着你的姊妹，为着你的自己祷告，现在就祷告。哈利路亚，感谢主，握住你旁边人的手。
哈利路亚，
亲爱的朋友，起来，不要单独，找一个同伴，找一个同伴一起祷告。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，不要落单。哈利路亚，感谢主，奉耶稣主，我们带着信心来，不是靠感觉，是靠着信心。我们乃是凭着信心，不是凭着感觉。哈利路亚，你知道你旁边的人需要什么，你就为他祷告。哈利路亚，主祝福他，祝福他们，赞美耶稣。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。哈利路亚，奉耶稣基督的名祝福你的百姓，祝福你的弟兄，祝福你的姊妹，奉主的名彼此祝福。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
感谢主。我们敬拜你主啊，我们感谢你。哈利路亚，赞美主，敬拜主。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主就在这里，赞美主。我要赞美你，我不惧怕，我要赞美你。哈利路亚，我不怕人能对我做什么，我不接受仇敌设计的谎言。主，我要赞美你，我要敬拜你，我要起来敬拜我的主，我要起来称颂我的主，我不容许仇敌挟制我的口，我要赞美我的主。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。哈利路亚，赞美主，我们敬拜你。哈利路亚，我们相信你赐福给我们，赞美主。丈夫为你的妻子祷告，妻子与你的丈夫同在，彼此代祷。哈利路亚，赞美主。哈利路亚，做妻子的为你的丈夫祷告，祝福他，祝福那个与你同居的先生，与你同居的太太，祝福你的同伴。哈利路亚，赞美主。我们感谢你神啊，我们就说我们感谢你。哈利路亚，赞美主。哈利路亚，主，我们为着儿子祷感谢你，为着我们的孩子感谢你，为着我们的健康我们感谢你。哈利路亚，为着我们的健康感谢你，为着你赐给我们的家业我们感谢你。哈利路亚，为着所有你给我们的感谢你。哈利路亚，因为圣灵住在我们的里面，我们感谢主。哈利路亚，阿们。哈利路亚，阿们。哈利路亚，你们感觉有没有觉得更精神更喜乐一点，感觉好一点吗？
Yes,
因为我们的信心在里面起来。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We do not live by feelings.
我们不是靠着感觉生活。
We do not let bad feelings control us.
我们不让不好的感觉控制我们。也不让没有感觉来控制我们。因为我们所侍奉的主坐在宝座上。他是万王之王。他是有完全的主权。所有的事情他都控制，他是我们灵魂的牧者，他从来不打盹也不睡着，所以他能够顾念我们，看顾我们，他能够爱我们，他能够保护我们，他能够照顾我们，相信吗？阿们吗？阿们。哈利路亚，阿们。我们不靠感觉生活，或者不靠没有感觉，我乃是靠着相信万王之主而活着。阿们，阿们。
We have a lot to smile about, don't we, this morning?
今天早晨这样就有很多可以让我们喜乐的，不是吗？让我们有微笑吗？
Jason,
amen 吗？
You have a reason to smile, Jason.
你有一个理由可以喜乐，可以有微笑的。
Aren't you blessed to be a child of God?
身为神的儿女，我们是不是何等的蒙福？ Amen.
You know, Jesus died on the cross for us.
你要知道，主在十架上为我们把命舍了。
He paid the debt.
他将我们所有的罪债偿清了，我们有太多值得欢喜的理由了。他赦免我所有的罪，我有很多罪，你呢？他把它全部洗净了，给我们一个崭新的生命，他给我一个全新的开始，他把他的灵赐给我，他把喜乐赐给我。阿门嘛，阿门嘛。哦，神何等爱我们，我们必须表现出来，我们知道神爱我们。Leo， 当神爱你，你的感觉怎么样？你会有很大的一个微笑在你脸上，不是吗？非常甘甜。阿们。有的时候我们考虑的太多了，想太多，我们忧虑太多了，我们注意所有地上的事，我们太注意以至于忘记我们在天上的神。阿们吗？请坐。儿童逐日学的孩子，你们可以去课堂了。
So Daniel and John and Abraham and Brian, you guys head that direction. Amen. There you go, John. You too, Daniel. There we go. They're good boys. Amen.
Amen.你没有感觉到神的同在？虽然我们不是靠感觉，我们是靠信心活着，但是我感谢主把感觉也赐给我们，不是吗？他用他甘甜的膀臂围绕我们，让我们知道他与我们同在。
God is the healer. Jesus is the healer.
耶稣是我们的医治者。
Of the whole man.
他是我们全人的医治者。
The whole man.
整个人的医治者。
Spirit.
我们的灵。
Soul.
我们的魂。
And body.
还有我们的身体。
Do you know the difference?
你知道这三者的不同吗？
Now, the person you see before you, is that who I am?
你看见我，这就是我吗？还是你只看到我的躯壳？但我的灵住在这个躯壳里。有一天，我们的身体会衰老，甚至变成尘土。但是我们真正的我在哪里？但是我们真正里面的生命是永远活着的。我们是一个灵。住在这个身体的里面，有一个魂生命。当主耶稣在十架上死的时候，他为我们整个人预备了医治的恩典。他让我第一的灵重生苏醒，洁净了我一切的罪，所以我能够活在他的同在中直到永远。所以我能够完成神当初在我身上的旨意，就是做神的儿女，一直活在他甘甜的同在中，那永远的生命。耶稣也给我们另外一面的医治，就是我们这个躯壳，我们的身体。记不记得主在地上的时候他怎么服侍人？他看见许多有病的人，那 这些看见让他里面有个感觉，他的心受到感动，他的里面的那个连续就起来了。所以他就按手在生病的人身上，他不止赦免他们的罪，而且医治他们的身体。神非常在意你的身体，你知道为什么吗？因为你的身体如何跟你很有关系。当你的身体疼痛的时候，你的生活就不容易，不是吗？阿们吗？如果你有一个慢性疾病一直让你受苦，让你的心思受到压力，让你受到痛苦疼痛，神对这样的情形不会不关心的。所以一面他赦免你的罪，让你那些因着罪带来的羞愧和痛苦拿走，他也来医治我们的身体，把那个身体上的疼痛拿走，叫减少你的痛苦。看看主在地上怎么服侍他，看看他无论他到哪里去他都医治人。主耶稣有没有来到一堆生病的人当中？你告诉我哪一卷福音书你看到主耶稣被病人拥挤，主耶稣站在那里双手叉腰说，哇，我想我今天不医治了。主耶稣不是这样的，那是只有特殊状况他不医治。总的来说，他的原则是只要遇见有病的他一定医治。我们不仅是一个苏醒的灵住在一个躯壳的里面，我们还有一个魂生命。你怎么定义魂生命呢？譬如我们有心思，我们会思考，还有我们的情感。你知道圣经上怎么说吗？他来医治破碎心灵的人。他不仅关心你的灵如何，你的身体如何，他很在意什么让你的心破碎，什么事让你晚上忧愁哭泣不能入睡的事，什么让你害怕的事。你知道主耶稣遇到很多人在他们最好的状况，当他让人遇见他整个荣耀显现的时候，他会说不要害怕。他主耶稣很在乎我们的心里的感觉是什么。
Let's read a few scriptures just to confirm what we're talking about.
我们读几处的经节来证明我们刚才所说的。
Are you listening to me this morning?
今天早晨你们在听我说吗？
Do I have your attention?
你们有在注意吗？
Is your heart open this morning?
你的心是打开的吗？
Matthew 8, 14 through 17.
马太第八章。四章。
Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his mother lying sick with a fever.
当主耶稣来到彼得的家，看见彼得的岳母在那里是生病的，躺在床上。
So he touched her hand.
所以他就触摸她的手。
And the fever left her.
病热病就离开了她。
And she arose and served him.
她就立刻起来。
Served them.
服侍主。
Amen.
Amen. Ma.
Verse 16.
第十六节。
When evening had come,
当晚上来到的时候，
they, They brought to him many who were demon possessed.
他们将许多被鬼附的。
And he cast out the spirits with a word.
带到主这里来，他就赶走一切的鬼。
And he healed all who were sick.
还医治一切有病的。
Verse 17.
17节。
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah.
所以让以赛亚书所记载的得以应验。
Isaiah the prophet.
就是那先知以赛亚所说的
saying he took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
So what the Gospel of Matthew is telling us here,
在这里马太福音告诉我们
is that when Jesus cast out demons,
当主耶稣把那个鬼赶出去的时候
and when he healed the sick,
当他医治一切的病人的时候
that it was a fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah 53,
这个是要应验以赛亚书53章所说的将到将来救世主来的时候会做的事。
That beautiful passage out of Isaiah 53 that describes the sufferings of Jesus.
以赛亚书53篇在那里描述我们美丽的主为我们受苦的情景。
Turn with me to Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5.
我们一起看以赛亚书53章第四和第五节好吗？
Surely he has borne our griefs.
他诚然担当我们的忧患。
And literally, the better way to translate that word griefs is sickness.
在这里，忧患这个字原文其实更好的翻译是疾病。
And carried our sorrows,
背负我们的痛苦。
Or pains,
或者我们的疼痛。
Whose sickness?
谁的疾病呢？
Ours,
我们的。
Ours,
我们的疾病。
Whose sorrows and pains?
谁的痛苦呢？
Ours. Jesus suffered and experienced sorrow, pain, and crushing on the cross.
主耶稣在十架上承受了许多的痛苦和压力。
To take the burden of our sickness and our pains and our sorrows off our shoulders.
好将我们肩膀上的痛苦和压力，无论是从疾病来还是罪来的，能够拿走。
53 verse 5.
第五节说到
He was wounded for our transgressions.
他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
And he was bruised for our iniquities.
因他受的刑罚我们得平安。
Do you know what the difference is between a transgression or a trespass and an iniquity?
你们知道这两者有什么不同吗？
Have you ever thought about it?
你们有没有想到过犯跟罪孽有什么不同吗？
They are both sins.
这都是罪不是吗？
But it is a difference of motivation.
但是有不同的动机。
Have you ever been driving down the freeway very fast, trying to get to work on time?
你有没有上班的时候在 freeway 上开得很快
？And suddenly, there's lights behind you.
突然一下，你发现你背后的车子有灯亮了。
And you look down and look at your speedometer.
然后你看一下我的哦，我的时速表。
And you're going 85 miles an hour.
你发现你是一小时开85迈的速度。
I'm sure none of you have ever done that, right?
当然，在座的各位从来没做过这种事。
It's just something I've done. Anybody done that?
除了我以外，还有谁这样做的？
Raise your hand. Raise your hand.
谁这样做的就举手啊。
Come on, a few more of you, raise your hand.
哎呀，不止这样一点吧？还有谁？
Man, this section right in here, you guys are awesome drivers right there.
这一边的人很少人举手，都是神圣的驾驶者。
Well, you didn't mean to speed.
我们并没有意思要超速。
You didn't mean to break the law.
我们并没有意思要犯法。
You were just distracted thinking about something else.
你只是心不在焉就开快了。
That's what we would call to transgress or trespass the law.
这个在这里就是我们说的 transgress 就是过犯
Yes, you broke the law, but you didn't intend to. You were just distracted, had your mind on something else.
是的，你是犯法了，但是你不是故意的。
Sometimes that's the way we are when we're in a conversation, you know, and we're distracted, we're caught up in the moment, and we say something, and as soon as it comes out of our mouth, we realize, uh-oh, I should not have said that.
有时候我们在跟人家谈话的时候，一下子心思散漫，没有注意一个话出去说的不对，已经来不及了。
It was a transgression. It was a trespass. But we didn't intend to say a mean, hurtful thing.
那这个叫做过犯，但是我们不是故意去做的。
We were distracted and it just popped out.
我们就是一下不注意，这个话就出去了。
These are common sins that we all commit, correct?
这种是我们常犯的错，不是吗？
Okay, let's get honest. Anybody do that before?
有自问, 有没有这样做过?
Come on, we've done that before?
有没有做过这样的事的? 请举手。
All right. But then there's iniquity. Do you know what iniquity is?
什么叫做罪孽呢?
That's when you see that sign that says, do not enter.
比如说那个牌子说不要进去。
Don't go in here.
不要进去。
You look around.
你左右看一看。
I don't care, I'm going.
我才不管了, 我要走这里。
You just go right in.
你就直,长驱直入。
You intentionally just defy the law, the stated law.
你就是故意去做不准你做的事。
That's iniquity.
这个是罪孽。
That's rebellion.
那是背叛。
You ever been a rebel before?
那是叛逆, 你有没有这样做过?
I don't care if you like it, I'm going to do what I want.
我才不管你怎么说, 或你在意什么, 我就是要做。
We've all been rebels before.
我们都有这种叛逆的情形, 不是吗?
Well, Jesus, He paid the price for our transgressions.
但是主所付的代价是不仅为我们无意犯的过错。
And even the times when we are a rebel.
还有我们故意犯的过错。
Are you listening to me this morning?
今天早晨注意听我说呢?
This is why we're in love with Jesus.
这就是为什么我们都爱主耶稣。
This is why we're grateful.
这是为什么我们心里充满了感恩。
Because we're in touch with our need.
因为他很在乎我们的需要。
Because all of us have sinned and gone astray.
因为我们都犯了罪走迷了。
All of us have been rebels in our heart.
我们在心中常常是叛逆的。
When we knew what the will and direction of God was and we went the other way.
我们明知道神的旨意和希望什么, 我们却往另外一个方向走。
And Jesus still picked us up.
但是主仍然将我们扶起来帮我们洗净。
Amen? Amen? That's why we love Jesus.
这就是为什么我们爱主耶稣。
He was wounded for our transgressions, our mistakes.
他为我们的过犯受害。
And He was bruised, He was beaten, He was cut, He was pierced, He was crucified.
为我们的罪孽,他被压伤,他被钉十字架。
For our willful sins and iniquities.
为着我们故意犯的罪,他被压伤。
The punishment or chastisement of our peace.
我们的罪带来的刑罚。
Was upon Him.
在他的身上。
See, for sin, somebody has to pay.
你知道罪。 若发生了,
the wages of sin is death.
圣经说罪的代价就是死。
In the next life,
下一个,在你的下一个生命,
and in this life,
在今生和永生,
when we knowingly and willingly disobey the known will of God,
当我们故意的或无意的违反了神的旨意的时候,
fear comes into our life.
惧怕就进到我们的心。
Have you ever noticed that?
你有没有注意到?
When you do something you know you shouldn't do,
当你知道你做了一些你不该做的事的,
suddenly you're afraid something bad might happen.
突然你心里就会害怕, 知道, 怕有不好的事发生。
Suddenly you're afraid somebody might find out.
你害怕有人发现你所做的事。
Suddenly you're afraid that someone will think less of you than you would like them to think.
你担心别人呢, 会瞧不起你。
Even that fear is a little taste of death that comes into our life.
那个惧怕就是一种形式的死亡。
Stress, worry,
压力, 忧虑。
We start keeping secrets.
我们开始有很多的秘密。
All this is the way death starts to work in our life.
这就是罪如何在我们生命中开始发展的情形。
Jesus died on the cross for us, so we would not have to carry that with us.
主耶稣在十架上为我们死了, 好叫我们不用再担这些重担。
And by His stripes, we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
Turn with me to Luke 4:17.
我们一起看路加福音,
this is another time, this is another incident when Jesus would fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah.
在这里主耶稣所行的又满足了以赛亚的预言。
And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah,
人给他一本,
4:17, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written.
他打开那个经卷, 他读在上面的话语,
Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me,
神的灵在我身上,
so Jesus stands up in the synagogue and reads the scripture out of Isaiah.
他在会堂中站立起来, 读以赛亚书这一卷书,
he says, God's Spirit is upon me.
他说主耶和华的灵在我身上,
because He has anointed me.
因为耶和华用膏膏我,
to preach.
叫我传,
what is He going to preach?
传什么呢?
The good news to the poor and the oppressed.
传好信息给谦卑的人，好的消息。
What is good news? The good news is a message of hope.
什么是好消息呢？就是有希望的信息。
A message of life.
有生命的信息。
A message of a way out when there is only darkness in your life.
当你生命中充满黑暗的时候，能够有一个出路的信息。
The message that God will help you when you need help.
在你需要帮助的时候，神能帮助你这样的信息。
The next part of this passage in verse 18.
在十八节怎么说的？
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
差遣我医好伤心的人。
Have you ever had a broken heart?
你有没有伤心的时候？
Amen.
你的心破碎过吗？
Sometimes other people broke our heart.
有的时候别人
伤我的心。Yet anybody break your heart?
有没有人伤过你的心？
Men, you ever had somebody a girl break your heart?
在座的弟兄有没有女生伤过你的心？
Ladies, you ever had some fellow you liked break your heart?
女士们有没有你所喜爱慕的男子伤过你的心？
You ever desired a job and you had high hopes that you would get a certain position?
你们在工作时候希望得到升迁的机会，结果没有得到而伤心。
And they gave the job to somebody else and that broke your heart?
那把结果别人把升迁的机会给别人，让你伤心。
Amen.
有没有过呢？
A lot of things can break your heart.
很多事情都能伤我们的心。
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes bad relationships break our heart.
有时候一个不好的关系也会伤害我们的心。
And then sometimes we break our own heart.
有的时候我们自己伤害我们自己的心。
You know how we break our heart?
我们如何伤我们自己的心呢？
By going to things that cannot really help us.
是做那些不能真的帮助我们的事情。
We trust in the wrong things.
或者我们信任不可信任的事。
You know, when you trust in something that is, you know, is less than Jesus, less than God.
当你信靠在一个主以外的人事物的时候。
For example, you depend upon your job to make you happy.
譬如说，你靠着工作来让你快乐。
Sometimes we can be disappointed. We can experience a broken expectation and rejection and have our heart broken.
但很多时候，我们在工作上遭到拒绝或遭到失望，而让我们的心受伤。阿门吗？
But whatever the reason is for your heart to be broken, God says, I'm concerned about it and I want to fix it.
不管是什么原因让你的心受伤，神说我非常在意，我要医治你。
Some of us were raised in environments where it was a hard environment.
有些人在一个很艰难的环境中长大。
Where in the very place where we should have got affirmation and love, we were overlooked.
在我们所应该得到爱和保护的家中，我们被忽略了。
I've heard stories of young girls.
我听到年轻的女子告诉我她们的故事。
Their parents wanted a boy.
她们的爸爸妈妈要男孩。
And they were always disappointed that about that girl.
所以她们对于生了一个女儿常常非常失望。
They always looked up to their parents, hoping to receive love.
孩子们常常仰望父母给他们爱，
hoping that their parents would see all the accomplishments and how hard they were trying.
希望父母看见到他们所做的成就。
But that father and mother, what they really wanted was a boy.
但是父母心中所要的实在是一个儿子。
So in spite of that young lady trying as hard as she could,
所以不论那个女孩子如何的努力，
it never was good enough.
对他父母来说总是不够的。
And that broke her heart.
而这样的情形伤害了这个女孩子的心。
Anybody ever been in that place?
有没有人有这样的经历呢？
Jesus cares about that.
主耶稣非常关心你。
Amen.
阿门吗？
I've told the story before. I'm very grateful for my father.
我很感激我的父亲。
But he never really noticed me.
但他从来没有真的注意到过我。
I just don't ever remember a time he really looked me in the eye and blessed me.
我想不到在我记忆中什么时候他真的面对面的注意我，对我说话。
Always busy, hard working man.
他是一个很努力勤劳的人，所以总是很忙碌。
Just never talked to me.
他只是从来没有真的认真对我说过话。
So by the time I'm 18, 19 years old,
当我十八九岁的时候呢？
I found myself very angry and bitter.
我成长成一个非常愤怒的年轻人。
I was mad.
我非常愤怒。
I just wanted him to look at me.
我只要他好好的看我一眼。
Will you just talk to me?
好好的对我说几句话。
Will you just notice me?
你可不可以注意到我一下？
Will you just ask me about what I want to do?
你可不可以问问看说我想要做什么？
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们知道我的意思吗？
That can break your heart.
那样的经历可以伤害一个人的心。
Some of us have never felt like we fit in.
有的人觉得说他无论到哪里都不合适。
We're always the one that everybody looks past while they look at somebody else.
别人总是好像没看见我这个人。
They always notice what that other student is doing.
他们总是注意到我旁边的人。
And don't see what we have to offer.
哎，没有看见我能够做什么。
Now these are the things we often don't talk about, isn't that right?
我们很少谈到我们这样
深处的感觉。We don't want to make a big deal about this.
哎，我们不想好像把事情做得招惹得太大，好像觉得很小的事。
It's a small thing. I shouldn't say anything about it.
哦，这事太小了，我应该不要提的。
But it's still the thing that causes your heart to ache.
但是这样的事仍然叫你的心会痛。
When you're all by yourself,
当你独自一人的时候，没有人看见你的时候，你心里会为这件事而伤心。阿门吗？
I love the fact that Jesus cares about even those little seemingly silly things that we are afraid to talk to anybody else about.
我很爱一件事实，就是主耶稣在这些好像我们都觉得不屑一提的小事上非常在意。
Amen.
阿们吗？
If we will slow down,
如果我们慢下我们的脚步，
and put this away for a little bit,
把我们的手机放下了，放在一边。
And listen,
然后仔细听一听。
The Holy Spirit will slip up next to you.
圣灵会坐到你的身旁。
And God will remind you, my eye is on you.
你就会听到神让你知道他的眼目在你身上。
Amen. Young lady back there, God's eye is on you.
亲爱的年轻姊妹们，神的眼目在你们身上。
He's listening.
他看顾，他倾听。
He says, I notice. Amen.
他说我注意到了，我知道的。
In the Old Testament, it says that God never sleeps nor slumbers.
圣经告诉我们，他从不睡觉，也不打盹。
You remember that verse?
记得这一个经节吗？
And some people, sometimes we think, well, that's because he's God.
有时候你说，哦，那因为你是神嘛。
No, he never sleeps nor slumbers so he can watch over you.
不是的，他不睡觉不打盹，所以他能够看顾我们。
Amen. Amen. God never closes his eyes so he can just keep his eye right on you. Amen.
神从来不闭上眼睛，所以他可以一
直看顾你。Amen. Don't you like that?
你不是很喜欢这样的事吗？
Parents, do you remember when you had that first little baby?
父母啊，你们记不记得你的孩子刚出生的时候？
I remember when our oldest daughter Amber was born.
我记得我的大女儿出生的时候。
We had the car seat. We picked, put her in the back seat. My wife sat in the back seat with her.
我们开车的时候，我的太太跟她坐，带着那个小坐车坐在后座，我在开车。
And I'm driving like 45 miles an hour.
我开得很小心，一个小时才开45迈。
You can't go too fast. I don't want anything to happen to the baby.
因为我的 baby 在后面，我不能开太快。
And you get her home. It takes two of us to get her inside the front.
她虽然这么小，我们到了家门口，要我们夫妇两个轻小心翼翼把她抬进去。
And that first night, we lay her down right there next to our bed.
第一个晚上我们把她放在我们的 床旁边的小床上。
And she's so quiet.
她好安静啊。
And you catch yourself getting up in the middle of the night.
所以常常半夜你就要起来。
And peering over the edge of that little bassinet she's sleeping in.
偷偷看她所在的摇篮。
Just looking at her.
就看着她。
Is she breathing?
她有没有在呼吸啊？
You know, you put your finger underneath her nose to make sure she's breathing, right?
你把手放在她的鼻子面前，要确定她还在呼吸。
And you find yourself a couple hours later getting up again.
过了两个小时，你发现你又惊醒了。
You can hardly sleep.
几乎不能睡觉。
She's brand new.
她因为她是一个全新的孩子。
That's why God never sleeps nor slumbers.
这就是为什么我们的神不睡觉也不打盹。阿们吗？
Because His eye is on you.
因为他的眼目在我们身上。
His ear is turned towards you.
他的耳朵是转向我们的。
And His heart is turned towards you. Amen.
是向着我们的。
And that's why Jesus came to the earth.
这就是为什么主耶稣要到地上来。
To take all of our hurts and heartaches.
把我们所有的伤心，我们的疼痛。
To take our brokenness upon Him.
把我们所有的罪孽都带到他自己身上。
And to release His healing power of love on us.
同时释放他的医治的恩典和爱到我们身上。
Have you ever felt rejected and unwanted?
你有没有觉得被拒绝或不被人要？
You know, one of the main hurts and heartaches in our society today.
你知道在今天这个社会最主要的伤心或疼痛的是什么？
Is the brokenness that comes to our families.
就是在我们在家里。
There has never been a time in the history of our country.
因为家庭的破碎而带来的痛苦。在历史上没有一个时代像今天这样。
I'm talking about North America, I'm talking about Asia.
我讲全世界，无论是美洲还是亚洲。
Where broken marriages and divorce has been at a higher rate.
还有离婚率都达到最高。
You know what all those broken marriages mean?
你知道破碎的婚姻是什么意思？
Have you ever thought about what all those broken marriages represent?
你有没有想到破碎的婚姻代表什么？
They represent a lot of broken hearts.
那代表许多破碎的心。
Men that got up and left a woman to pursue another relationship.
做丈夫的离开妻子去追求另外一个关系。
And her heart was broken.
做妻子的心破碎。
Because she felt rejected.
因为她觉得被拒绝了。
Not pretty enough.
我不够好
看。Not good enough.
我不够好。
Less.
我是比较差的。
Than what that man said she was at one time.
那个男人所说的话伤害到她。
Amen.And then there are the kids.
然后他们的孩子们。
Dad has a new wife.
孩子觉得我父亲有一个新的太太。
He has new children.
然后他们有新的儿女。
He has to split his time in so many places now.
我的爸爸必须要把时间分开来使用。
And don't kid yourself.
不要开自己的玩笑了。
That impacts kids.
这样的婚姻一定会影响你的
儿女。Though maybe a father or mother never intended to hurt the hearts of their children,
虽然父母完全没有意思要伤害他们孩子的心。
There is a very real enemy called Satan.
但是我们有一个非常真实存在的仇敌。
That slips into the bedrooms of little children.
他会跑到你孩子的卧房里。
And says you're not good enough.
在他耳边对他说你不够好。
You're not pretty enough.
你不够美丽。
You're not smart enough.
你不够聪明。
You don't deserve their love.
你不值得你父母完全的爱。
Isn't that right?
有没有这样的情形？
Satan never sleeps.
魔鬼也从来不睡觉的。
Did you hear me?
你听见我说的吗？
We may take a day off. Satan never takes a day off.
我们会休假。魔鬼不休假。
He is always busy preying on the least and the smallest, the weakest among us.
他是忙着寻找在我们当中最软弱的。
This is just the surface of the problems.
这只是一个问题的表面而已。
But it happens. Men's hearts are broken. Women's hearts are broken. Children's hearts are broken.
所发生的实际是什么？男人的心破碎了，女人的心破碎了，孩子们的心破碎了。
Most people that I know.
大部分我所认识的人
if they will really open up and share their deepest heart with you,
如果他们真的把心打开把他们最深处的感觉跟你分享
they oftentimes still have a wound or a mark in their heart,
很多时候你看到他们真的里面有伤口或者有伤疤
some broken place from what, something that happened so many years ago when they were just a little child,
甚至一个是在他们很多很多年前还做小孩时候发生的那个伤害
and the good news of the gospel is,
但是福音的好消息就是
Is that Jesus wants to heal our broken hearts.
主耶稣要医治破碎的心。
But you know we are our person who we are.
你知道我们这个人啊
is totally integrated.
是整个是全人是在一起组合起来。
You cannot separate our spirit.
你不能够把灵。
What happens in our spirit
在灵里发生的事
impacts our body.
分开来它事实上会影响我们的身体的
What happens in our spirit also impacts our soul, our emotions.
在我们灵里发生的事会影响我们的魂就是我们的心思意志情感
Our heart.
也我们的心
So when we make a bad choice in sin,
当我们犯罪做错事的时候
or if someone sins against us,
或者别人犯罪伤害我的时候
it leaves a mark
会留下一个痕迹的
on our soul.
在我们的魂生命里
In our heart,
在我们的心里
How many, we've many, many, many times have been to meetings where they say, come forward and receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. You've been there, right, man?
在许多的聚会里, 末了, 常常人说, 到前面来, 来接受赦罪的恩典, 你曾经来到前面, 不是吗?
And then we've been at meetings where someone, they sometimes will say, come forward and we will pray for your physical body for healing.
你也听到人在聚会里说, 到前面来, 我们为你身体上的疾病祷告。
But very, very rarely do we say,
但是很少你听到人说,
come forward,
到前面来,
bring your broken heart to Jesus,
把你破碎受伤的心带给主,
and we will pray with you in faith,
我们要与你在信心里祷告主,
and we will claim the promise that there is healing for
我们要来,
that broken heart.
要支取那个医治伤,
Amen?
破碎心灵的医治。
Amen? God wants to heal us body, soul, and spirit.
神要医治的是灵魂与身体。
Body, soul, and spirit. Every part of us.
我们的身体, 我们的魂, 我们的灵, 每一部分, 神都要医治。
Now what I want to do is I want to invite you to come forward.
现在我要做的就是邀请你到前面来。
We're going to do the very thing I've talked about.
我要做就是我刚才所跟你们分享的事情。
And just ignore that old liar, Satan.
忽略那个大撒谎家魔鬼的话,
that wants to make you afraid.
他会让你惧怕,
oh, what will people think?
他让你忧虑说, 哎, 不晓得别人会怎么看我,
what will my friend think that's sitting next to me?
我坐在我旁边的朋友会怎么想,
what will my husband think that's sitting next to me?
我的先生会怎么想?
Forget that.
不要去考虑这些。
Fear is never the way of God.
惧怕永远不是神的路。
I just encourage you to step forward in faith.
我鼓励你在信心里往前走一步。
And let's pray about these things. Amen.
让我们为这些情况来祷告。
Hey, Vicky, can you come on up here and just grab your guitar real fast and get something going on your guitar?
好, Vicky, 请上来弹吉他。
Now just put your hand on your heart.
现在我请你把你的手放在你的心上。
Come on, put your hand on your heart, Christine. I see you right there. I'm watching you. All right, just let's just ask God to help us. Amen.
我们一起仰望主来帮助我们。
We don't we love Jesus?
我们爱主不是吗?
I'm glad Jesus watches over my heart.
我感谢主，他看顾我的小小的心。
You might be sitting there thinking, "Oh, David, that's just for children. Only children think that way."
你也许说，大卫啊，这是小孩子做的事情。
No.
不是的。
If it was just for children, the promise never would have been given.
若是只是为孩子,
if it was important enough for Jesus to start his ministry with declaring, I will heal the brokenhearted.
这件事对主耶稣这么重要, 以至于他一开始服事的时候, 他说我要医好伤心的人。
If God says it a couple times in the Bible,
若是神在整本圣经里说过好几次这样的话,
it must be a common condition.
那一定是给所有人的。
Is it your condition?
那就是你的情况。
Come on, just walk right up here, you stand right here, and there are people prepared, ready to pray for you, just to agree in faith that God will start to heal your heart.
你愿意的, 我就邀请你站起来, 走到前面来, 不要惧怕,
don't be afraid. Just respond
来祷告,
right now.
让我们一起在信心里来支取医治的恩典。
God, we just ask you just right now,
主耶稣,
slip next to each of us.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Come on. Anybody want prayer? You can
just come forward right now.
你需要有人为你祷告吗? 请你到前面来。 不要惧怕, 不要多想, 单纯地来到神面前。
Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕, 来靠近主耶稣。 他爱你, 他要救你。
I'm patient, so I'll wait a bit.
We love you, Jesus. 还有没有人只要耶稣的？主耶稣要触摸你的心，不是我要触摸你，是主要触摸你，他要爱你，他要有一个很深很有意义的爱临到你。
Come here, let's pray for you. Come on down here and we'll pray for you again. It doesn't matter how many times people have prayed for you about this.
不在乎有多少次人为你这样的需要祷告，这是一个过程。已经预备好要替肢体祷告的，也可以到前面来为大家祷告。
Yes.